A reading from the Book of Numbers. From Mount Hor, they set out on the Red Sea road to bypass the land of Edom. But with their patience worn out by the journey, the people complained against God and Moses. "Why have you brought us up from Egypt to die in this desert, where there is no food or water? We are disgusted with this wretched food." In punishment, the Lord sent among the people seraph serpents, which bit the people so that many of them died. Then the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned in complaining against the Lord and you. Pray to the Lord to make the serpents leave us." So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, "Make a seraph and mount it on a pole, and if anyone who has been bitten looks at it, he will recover." Moses accordingly made a bronze serpent and mounted it on a pole, and whenever anyone who had been bitten by a serpent looked at the bronze serpent, he recovered. The Word of the Lord. The serpent raised on a pole in the wilderness by Moses was considered by many of the church fathers as a type of Christ, a foreshadowing of some aspect of his life. And Jesus himself clearly confirms this understanding earlier in today's Gospel of John in chapter 3. He compares the bronze serpent with the mystery of his cross when he says, "The Son of Man must be lifted up as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." From our Lord's words, we may learn the following 5 points. First, that as the serpent was lifted up on the pole or standard, so Jesus was lifted up on the cross. Second, as the Hebrews were to look on the bronze serpent, so sinners must look to Christ, to Jesus, for salvation. Third, that as God provided no other remedy than this looking for the wounded Hebrews, so he has provided no other way of salvation than faith in the blood of his only Son. Fourth, that as one who looked at the bronze serpent was cured and lived, so whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ will not perish, but have eternal life. And fifth, that as neither the serpent nor looking at it, but the invisible power of God healed the people, so it's neither the cross itself, nor his merely being crucified, but the pardon that he has brought us by his blood and communicated by the powerful energy of his Spirit. This is what saves the souls of humble and repentant people. Saint Gregory of Nyssa wrote a number of paragraphs on this episode from Numbers in his book entitled The Life of Moses. He said that the Hebrews had not yet learned to keep in step with Moses' greatness. They were still drawn down to their slavish passions and were inclined to the Egyptian pleasures. Gregory even blames the people for their own sickness and death, and there is a lot of truth in this insight. He says, "Their unruly desires produced the serpents, which injected deadly poison into those they bit." The Hebrews were complaining because their inordinate passions and desires were not being satisfied by God and Moses as they demanded and expected them to be. Instead of simply praying and asking God for what they needed, They complained and blamed. Not everyone was bitten by the seraph serpents of dissatisfaction and dissension. And probably most of us can see where our own sins have caused us problems, have become little serpents in our lives, as Gregory said earlier. Gregory also reminds us that there is one antidote for these evil passions, these serpents, and it is the purification of our souls, which takes place through the mystery of godliness or holiness or growing in virtue, which we're all striving for during this season of Lent. And he says the chief act of faith in the mystery of godliness is to look to him, to Jesus, who suffered the passion of the cross for us. To look at the cross means to render one's whole life dead and crucified to the world, unmoved by evil desires. It is to nail ourselves to the cross, and Gregory says that nail is self-control. Finally, Gregory of Nyssa says that sin is the real serpent, and whoever gives in to sin takes on the nature of a serpent. That is really soul-shattering. But it's the key to the bronze serpent on the pole as being a type of Christ. Because St. Paul tells us that Christ, Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin for our sakes. So by taking a hard and honest look at our own sin, and bringing it to Jesus on the cross, who has become our sin, he can heal us as we stand in the light of that truth, repent, and seek his healing and forgiveness. This graced season of Lent is our opportunity to clear out any creeping and crawling crabbiness. It will be painful. There will be blood. It may be physical, emotional, or spiritual suffering. But the pain that is the healing is the light of God's truth shining in our souls. Praise be to God. We do not have to look at an ugly serpent on a pole. We are invited to gaze lovingly at our Savior, who obtained our eternal freedom and salvation and life on the wood of the cross. This is the real gaze that will heal us of the dark areas of our lives.